Welcome to Ujjayini.com, your daily current affairs companion for UPSC and state PCs preparation. India, a country known for its rich linguistic diversity, is on the cusp of a significant change. The Union Cabinet has approved the renaming of the state of Kerala as Kelam, a decision that has been in the making for years. But what does this change mean, and how did we get here? India's constitution places the power to alter a state's name squarely with parliament, not the state concerned. This may seem counterintuitive, but it reflects the framers' design of a union where parliament acts as the ultimate arbiter of the federal map. Article 3 of the constitution reads, "Parliament may by law, a. form a new state by separation of territory from any state or by uniting two or more states or parts of states or by uniting any territory to a part of any state, b. increase the area of any state, c. diminish the area of any state, d. alter the boundaries of any state, e. alter the name of any state." The critical procedural aspect is the proviso to Article 3, before Parliament passes such a bill, the President must refer the bill to the legislature of the affected state for its opinion. Parliament is not bound by that opinion, but the reference is mandatory. What requires amendment under Article 368 is the first schedule to the Constitution, which lists the names of all states and union territories. Since renaming a state requires updating this schedule, a constitutional amendment is technically needed. However, renaming via Article 3 is treated as a simple majority bill, not a special majority bill under Article 368. The Supreme Court has interpreted that the first schedule amendment consequent to an Article 3 action follows the procedural requirements of Article 3, not the rigorous Article 368 route. This distinction matters. A constitutional amendment under Article 368 requires a two-thirds majority of members present and voting in each house, an absolute majority of total house membership, and ratification by legislatures of not less than one-half of the states. The name discrepancy between how Malayalees pronounce their state's name and how it is officially written in English and Hindi traces to the era of post-independence state reorganization. In Malayalam, the state is called Kelam, the terminal M is an inherent part of the word's morphological structure. The State's Reorganization Act, 1956, which created Kerala from the former Travancore Cochin state and the Malabar district of Madras, adopted the anglicized form Kerala, dropping the terminal nasal. Similar drops occurred for other states, Tamil Nadu versus Tamil Nadu, Punjab versus Punjab. The Kerala government's position is that the anglicized form creates a mismatch between the state's name in its own official language and its name in constitutional law. The change to Kelam would bring the English constitutional name in alignment with the Malayalam official name. Kerala as a state came into existence on 1 November 1956 under the State's Reorganization Act, 1956. Based on the recommendations of the State's Reorganization Commission, SRC, led by Faisal Ali, H.N. Kunjaru, and K.M. Panikkar. It merged Travancore Cochin, Malabar district of the Madras state, and Kasargod Taluk of South Kanara district. Now, let us turn to the historical context. The State's Reorganization Commission was established in 1953 to examine the reorganization of states on linguistic lines. The Commission's report recommended the creation of 16 states, including Kerala. The State's Reorganization Act, 1956, which followed the Commission's recommendations, came into effect on 1 November 1956. Several states and union territories have been renamed through the Article 3 process, including Madras Tamil Nadu, 1969, Mysore Karnataka, 1973, Uttaranchal Uttarakhand, 2007, Odisha Odisha, 2011, and Pondicherry Puducherry, 2006. Building on this, we can note that the process of renaming a state involves a state legislative resolution, presidential reference, and parliamentary legislation. Now, let us lock in the key facts and numbers for your revision. Kela Kelam renaming? The constitutional authority is Article 3, which empowers Parliament to alter a state's name. The schedule affected is the first schedule of the Constitution, which lists the names of all states and union territories. The type of amendment is a simple majority, not a special majority under Article 368. The mandatory step is the President must refer the bill to the state legislature for its opinion, but Parliament is not bound by it. Kerala Assembly Renaming Resolution, 2023. Article 3 gives Parliament complete powers to alter a state's name, form a new state, increase or diminish the area of any state, alter the boundaries of any state, and pass a bill only on presidential recommendation. On the other hand, Article 368 requires a special majority, including a two-thirds majority of members present and voting in each house, an absolute majority of total house membership, and ratification by legislatures of not less than one-half of the states. Now, how does this connect to your UPSC preparation? Prelims, Article 3, Alter State Name, First Schedule, Article 368, States Reorganization Act 1956, States Reorganization Commission, Faisal Ali Commission, Kerala Pairavi, 1st November, Constitutional Amendment Procedure. Mains GS2, Center State Relations, Federalism and Parliamentary Power Over State Territories, Linguistic Reorganization of States. Interview, does India's federal structure give states adequate autonomy over their own identity? What does the Article 3 procedure reveal about Indian federalism? In conclusion, the renaming of Kerala as Kelam reflects India's commitment to linguistic diversity and its federal structure. The change brings the English constitutional name in alignment with the Malayalam official name, a move that has been in the making for years. This change also highlights the complexities of India's federal structure and the powers of Parliament over state territories.